USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody. It appears the United States was waiting on the suspect to complete his prison term on an unrelated charge in Libya. 2 years ago, Trump Attorney General Bill Barr announced he knew of his whereabouts and predicted his date with justice.
At long last, this man, responsible for killing Americans and many others, will be subject to justice for his crimes.
The Department of Energy is preparing to announce a major breakthrough in nuclear energy that may pave the way for clean power. The agency is expected to announce tomorrow that American scientists at the federally run Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California have successfully produced a fusion reaction that resulted in clean energy. A judge is telling Trump lawyers and the federal government to figure it out. Rich Johnson explains.
At a closed-door hearing in Washington, Judge Beryl Howell pressed the Trump legal team and the Justice Department to find a solution themselves. This according to sources talking to CNN. The government contends the former president has not fully complied with a subpoena ordering him to turn over classified records. A spokesman says the Trump team will continue to cooperate, even in the face of what he called the highly weaponized and corrupt witch hunt from the Justice Department. I'm Rich Johnson.
A Patti LaBelle concert over the weekend was abruptly canceled while the singer was getting flowers from her front row fans. Security rushed the stage and escorted her away from the venue. Confusion from the singer and fans alike at the time turned out to be a bomb threat towards the venue. The performance at the Riverside Theater will be rescheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Multiple respiratory illnesses are putting a burden on American hospitals. Tony Maruso explains.
We are turning now to a rise in flu and COVID cases across the country, roughly 1.5 times higher than last week, prompting some local officials to urge people to once again wear masks indoors and in schools, opposed by some parents. Dr. Jay Vermai with the Cornell Center for Pandemic Prevention says this.
I absolutely understand people's reluctance about masks, particularly in children. But if you actually want to keep kids in school and you want to make sure that schools are staffed, it turns out that masks are actually, especially during a surge like this, one of the best ways we can keep kids healthy.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Canada's TC Energy said Sunday it has not yet determined the cause of a Keystone oil pipeline leak last week into a Kansas creek. The spill is estimated at 14,000 gallons. TC also said they're not sure when the pipeline will resume operations. Keystone Pipeline is different from the Keystone XL pipeline, terminated by President Biden's policy. Group of seven leaders will hold virtual talks later on Monday to discuss the war in Ukraine and support for the government in Kyiv following President Biden's call Sunday with his Ukrainian counterpart. The video conference, hosted by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin, Scholz will then make a statement to reporters at the conclusion. Iran has hung to death a second protester under the charge of being against God on Monday. USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.